Mondays means Monday motivation. Rick Mirabella, runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. Ready to attack another week? Another week in lockdown. How's the steps, man? How's the steps?
Well, right. I'll kick off. The first 2 days, first and second, over 10,000 steps each day. Then we had all the rain and what have you, so that one sort of failed. And the last couple of days, I've been around the 5,000, 6,000, so I'm going to have to work hard on at least getting up that I'm averaging 10,000 a day. So I've got a couple of big days coming up, Rick, but I'm there. I'm trying, doing my best. I actually walked 1,000 steps or more just up and down the passageway to make sure that I got to 10,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, so working on it. Steve?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned on Monday, I have a bit of an ailment, and now no one believes this, but I'm prepared to show Robbo the evidence, but he doesn't want to see my feet. So we've got a problem. I'm looking at my pedometer, and yeah, I've got a few there, but I don't always carry my phone with me, of course, when I'm walking around.
I'm about to sneak. One second here. Boltish! Sorry.
I'm going to show him my foot.
No, don't you dare.
I'm going to show
don't
you my
dare.
Foot.
He's got a foot ailment, and I do not think...
There you go.
No.
Look at that on there.
Put it away.
No, he's not
Oh,
looking.
That's terrible. No.
It's not good radio, but I just want to prove to him.
Robbo, I was going
to
say, showing Robbo your visual ailment isn't the best radio, Steve. That's a really big percentage increase from Robbo, so well done. And again, look, if you literally can't walk, then there's ways. There are ways, just whether you get a bike and buy a Garmin or something like that, boys. I couldn't recommend those enough because you just have them on your wrist the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to think about getting your pedometer on and setting your alarm to continue to move. But guess what, Robbo? We're at home again.
Yes, we are. Hey, funny about that, isn't it? It's deja vu all over again.
I reckon we had a similar segment last year, but it's pretty crucial that we continue to move with some resistance and just look a little bit of strength work. It never ever goes astray, and great for metabolism, all that stuff we know, mental well-being. But look, just literally, I said last week, setting the alarm for your steps, and this week can you just be setting your alarm on your phone just to do 3 minutes of armchair dips and step ups, or 3 minutes of push-ups and crunches on with your feet on the couch. It's just got to be done, unfortunately, because it's been 20 months, and if they'll say, oh, we'll wait for the gyms to go back, or we'll wait for some routine to come about, unfortunately, like motivation, you might be waiting a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, most certainly. I've been trying that for my biceps. It's right arm, pour the wine, left arm, drink the wine. So, you know, I'm doing my best.
Works very well, but again, a little bit more resistance needed than just, unless you got one of those real good cork bottles. But I guess the listeners, look, you've got a chair, you've got stuff you can use. Look, just if you don't have the first clue where to start, just go to YouTube. Like it sounds ridiculous, but there's plenty of basic stuff on there,
yeah.
And you can actually watch it. You can just watch it and inform, so you don't have to worry if you're doing it right. But I'm big on it, guys, because it's massive. Like, again, little habits parlay into big things over 6-12 months, and it's just about continuing to challenge our homeostasis, which just means challenge our current state.
Yeah.
Challenge our current state. If I want to get a bit more tone, quote unquote, around the arms or bum, and then the step ups and dips and push ups and stuff we can do, and not put it off just because we don't feel like it right now, because it's crucial.
Yeah. The only problem with my wine bicep is after a certain amount of time I can't feel my arms.
That's always a good look. It's a great byproduct at the time. Not so good for 12 hours later.
No, exactly.
Well, you're doing brekkie radio.
That's a good excuse as well. I've managed to say in my defence, I've cut out the grog, and I've done running around a lot after on the old paddocks with the sheep. That's probably all I can say.
Yeah.
And I know I can lift 29 kilograms now as well, which I thought was a bit beyond me a little while ago. No, lifting 29 kilograms at a go. And not on the bars, just, not in bottles of grog either.
Boys, and there's little changes. And look, it's sometimes you've got to go back to the simple things, especially at the moment,
yeah.
And just continue to get little wins. And you guys are the kings because you're starting with people's day. So we win the morning, win the day. We own our morning and the rest of the day is set up. So you listen to these two fellas. Yep. You can do something while you're doing it.
Good stuff as always, Rick. Listen, thanks for that. Have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys. I expect Robbo to check in on Wednesday or Thursday, please, with me.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll let you know how I'm going. All the best. Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate. Rick Mirabella, Monday Motivation from runners.com. R-U-N-N-E-Z.
I feel guilty now.
.com. You should always have your phone on you with the app on it, though, because you're wandering around the farm all the time. You'd be amazed how many steps you do. Yeah. So always just keep the phone in your pocket.
I like the sound of that new toy he mentioned on my wrist, the Garmin, he called it. Yes, I'll have to look up what one of them is.
Yeah, indeed.